Now it's time for another change of pace. Well, first of all, I should mention at 3 o'clock, Matt Shaw will be in with his retro radio. He's got a lot of songs from anything from the 40s up to about the 80s. And, of course, straight after 4 o'clock news, he'll have his top 10. Always great. There's some great songs popping. That songs that we haven't heard for a while. But anyway, we're here to talk to Tony. Now, Tony's with a group. Well, it's an acronym, I know, and I've got a fair idea what's for, but it's Omni. But first of all, welcome, Tony.
Thank you very much, Alan. It's a real pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you along. Now, I got to ask you, Omni, what's it stand for?
Yeah, it's a little bit contentious. Yep. Some people say old men, new ideas.
That's what I thought it was.
Yep, and other people say older men, new ideas. But look, I really don't like the idea of it being just for old men.
Yep.
Many people in their 50s don't consider themselves old, but they can benefit greatly by coming to an Omni group. So,
All right. So what's the idea behind Omni?
Yeah, look, the idea behind Omni, it's a part of an initiative through COTA, Council of the Old, of the Aged. And the premise is that we meet in places where it's actually quite accessible, like this particular Omni group meets in Yarra Glen.
Yep.
And we meet there once a month, typically on the third Monday of each month.
Yep.
And we just talk about what we've been doing in the last month, what we've been just socially. Then we have a cup of coffee and a few biscuits and that, and just chat about anything and everything. And then in the second part of the actual meeting, what we do is just we have a topic, and we just talk about that for about 10, 15 minutes each without interrupting the other man that's talking. We can talk about generally what's enveloped in the topic. For example, this month's topic is just the four seasons, summer, autumn, spring, winter and spring, and what those things mean to you. Some people quite kind of feel nostalgic about the days in summer or whatever, and other people sort of see the transition between the seasons as being quite pleasant.
Yep. Yeah. All right, so I've got to ask you, Tony, why did you get, without going into your personal life,
we're not here
to delve into your personal, but what made you, Tony, think, I think I'll get involved with this?
Yeah, look, I did discover it through the Yarra Glen Living and Learning Centre. What initiated my initial interest was I was feeling quite lonely, and I just left work, and I was kind of missing work as well.
Yep.
And I thought, geez, you know, even though I've lived in Christmas Hills for a few years, I didn't really know that many people.
Because you go to work and you come home at night.
Exactly, yeah. Yep. And it was just great to be able to come down, talk to these men of varying areas. You know, everyone came from a totally different walk of life. So the mixed ideas were great. They were very fertile ground to have conversations. So I just went down there and had a bit of a discussion, and I was really pleased I did.
Yeah. So it's obviously for your own sake, and the reason why I'm asking you about you, because very often the listeners, rather than us talking about it up in the air, when they hear somebody say, well, this is what it's done for me. So really it lifted you out of the loneliness into where you can be part of an older men's group.
That's right, yeah, exactly. And having that extra sort of group of people that very quickly do become friends.
Yep.
And most of them are still my friends now, so and a lot of them still go to Omni. Yes, so it was great from that point of view, just to enrich my life a bit and to feel welcome at a place where men discuss, well, all sorts of things. It's not restricted to men's issues, of course. It could be anything and everything.
Women seem, and I've mentioned this, and I think it was an interview I did last week too. Women are very good at ringing up a girlfriend and saying, let's go and have a coffee, and they discuss everything from the husbands to the kids to if they've got a medical problem. They're very good at that, but guys aren't. Guys are terrible at doing that, aren't they?
Oh, they are, very much so. I talk to my wife and totally different things that I talk to the men's group about. Yep. And of course, you know, we're not restricted to men's issues or whatever. We talk about things that are kind of held close to the heart, and or just general experiences, what they're finding joy in life. You know, one of them might have had a new great sorry, a grandson or whatever born, and they talk about that and express how wonderful it is. Yeah. Not something that they would normally talk to other men about. So, yeah.
So you said you have a topic every month. Who chooses the topic?
Oh, I generally choose it, because if I left it to everyone else, they'd probably forget to choose it.
All right, so do you get into contentious issues, or the other thing is, no, I'll take that one first. Do you get into contentious issues, like talking politics and that, or those sorts of things banned?
Well, we tend not to go there because they're not really healthy things to talk about. Yep. If there are polarised views in the meeting, yep, there's no point sort of bringing that out in the open and having, yep, sort of a split group. So we tend not to talk about contentious issues as such, much more readily talking international issues that maybe have ideas on both sides. But we tend to weave the topic around, for example, how has the recent war in the Middle East been difficult for us to cope with? It might be fuel prices, or it might be this, or it might be that. So that is a contentious issue, but it's made a little bit more benign just by relating it to our own personal experience. Yeah.
Do you find, and I don't want to know anything about anybody's personal life, so I'm only asking this in a very generalised, do you find that sometimes, because I said to you along the line a minute ago about wives, women are very good at having a coffee and telling everything, probably sometimes too much. Mm-hmm. Do you find that at times a guy, one of your group, might in fact be having a real problem, whatever the problem might be, and that they will then talk, bring that up to the group, or is that not encouraged at all?
No, if someone's really felt something damaging or something on their minds, yep, mental health issue that,
yep,
they...
That's what it, where I was going, yep.
Yeah, look, of course, they're more than welcome to talk about that. It's very difficult to men to even talk to their own GP about those issues, yep, but in amongst a bunch of guys of similar age and perhaps experience or whatever, the school of hard knocks,
yep,
we can actually encourage someone to talk about that. And it can be quite cathartic to them and actually draw them away from how they're feeling towards perhaps a way that they can accommodate that.
Mm. And, yeah, and you must all, or they must also, pardon me, at times, have somebody in the group say, yeah, that happened to me, or that's how I feel. So, I mean, that's one of the... So in this group, on a normal day, I think, did you say it was Thursday?
Monday.
Oh, Monday, yeah. Sorry, my fault. I should have written that down. In that, how many would be there on an average week?
At the moment, we have 5 permanent members who keep,
yep,
coming,
yep,
and we have one or two that sort of stray in, stray out, mainly because they enjoy their caravanning or, yep, whatever, or international travel or whatever it might be, keeps, yep, them from coming regularly. Yeah, so we are a smallish group, but of course we'd like to expand that group a little,
yep,
so that we've got a greater breadth of men in the group,
yep,
and the greater the breadth, the more interesting it can be, and
more ideas.
And more ideas come out of it, yeah.
Got to take a quick break and we'll be, yep, back with more.
Yeah.
Just a quick reminder, I'll be back on Sunday between 12 and 3 with Music Memories and More, hits of the 50s to the 70s. And then, of course, I'll be back here Sunday night between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit parade. Plenty of good music to come on, particularly if you like the older stuff. Plenty of good music to come up Sunday night. Sorry about that. I just had to take a quick... Now, I'm talking to... Tony, and he's with Omni, which is older men, new ideas. So do you come up with any new ideas, Tony, when as part of the group?
Oh, well, probably not ground-shaking ideas, but yep. maybe different dimensions on what the idea might be.
Yep.
So we don't necessarily create or generate new ideas, unfortunately. Sometimes we do. But other times, you know, we kind of elaborate on a new idea, a new piece of technology, yep. for example, and that sort of thing, yeah.
And I suppose the more people that you get involved with your group, then there'll be somebody that has had experience with whatever you're talking about, won't they, rather than if there's two or three of you, well, we all have our own ideas. But I guess the wider the variety of people, the better ideas you get, isn't it?
Oh, of course, yeah. Well, the different men will have a different aspect on an idea or something that they've observed or something they want to talk about. So, of course, the range of experiences shared by men are also very unique to each man. So to talk about that from their own point of view or where they've come from, it's great.
Yeah. Do you find that with many of the men have I just don't know how to phrase this, I don't want it to sound bad, have felt... oppressed, and what I mean by oppressed isn't that people have told them not to, but society has more or less made them feel that, hey, I shouldn't admit that I've got a mental health problem, or I'm lonely, or I'm depressed. Do you find that there are many people like that once they get into the group, they really start to come out?
That's right. That's exactly what they do. After they become familiar with each of the men already in the group,
yep.
They feel a little bit more assured to speak about things of concern to them.
Because one of the things a man is, and I know it's stereotyped, and don't ring me up and tell me I've stereotyped because it's true, but in a lot of ways the guy has particularly been sort of told be strong, hasn't he? That hey, you've got to keep your family together. If, you know, other members of the family can have problems, but you've just got to keep going. And therefore, some of them, I would have thought, would almost be frightened in to say something until they got to know people.
That's right, Alan. There is a stereotype of men being the leaders in a household, for example.
Yep.
And that's a very traditional one that's been going on for many years. Yep. I think it's slowly... coming out in favour of women, for example,
yep.
because many women work alongside men in the family these days
yep.
through necessity, or because the woman might have a career just as easily as...
And they're just entitled to have that career.
Of course
too,
they are. Well, my wife's a career woman. She's still working, so, yeah, she's the leader of our household. She is.
that's fair enough, though.
Yeah.
And I mean, times have changed, but certainly a lot of what I would have considered the older guy came up in that era when you had just had to be strong. You had to keep the family together, and it was your job. And if you were feeling a bit bad about things, well, that was more or less... Well, I mean, I've heard it said, but just suck it up and get on with life.
That's right. That has been an attitude for lots of years, really.
Yeah.
And again, it is a stereotype, but that stereotype is accommodated by men to the point where they can't find a way out sometimes. They feel overpowered by that responsibility.
Yep.
And to have it, to lose that particular aspect of their life that they've been perhaps either struggling with or yep. have enjoyed in their lives,
yep.
they need some assurance that it's okay to move into a different world, some assurance to realise that they can find support in the group. Because
then, I don't want to cut across you, but I just don't want to lose the thread.
Yeah.
The other thing is that when you're in the workforce, in a lot of ways, you can't show any weakness because somebody will pounce on that and use it against you.
They will indeed. For want of a better word, if showing weakness as a man can be seen as an opportunity to bring out the bullies in the workplace.
Oh, absolutely.
If I can say that, yeah.
And I mean, that's if you're going for promotion and we all worked along the line to want to get some promotion. I mean, some people will do that on purpose.
Yeah.
We'll bring you down just for that very reason that hey, that's someone I'm not going to have to worry about.
Sure, and I guess that happens a lot even now. To go out and actually trying to address that relationship in a workplace may not be that easy, even in today's world of work. Yeah.
So I've got to take a quick break and then we'll be back with more. Talking to Tony, and Tony's with a group called Omni, Older Men, New Ideas, or Old Men, New Ideas, whatever way you like to put it. Tony, one of the things, and I'm sort of struggling a bit for the question, but when a guy is at work, and we just talked about it, that they're often competing for promotion, they could be competing with each other because, you know, at some stage someone's got to be put off. There are all sorts of reasons why guys just have to really be on top. And I'm not saying that only happens to guys. It can happen to ladies, no doubt, as well. But you and I are talking at the moment about older men. Do you find, in your experience, that when that stops, and when you retire, or you could be put out for ill health, and probably worse if it's through ill health because you haven't planned to retire, do you find that that can really easily be a trigger because they miss the work, they miss the competitions, like banging your head up against the wall when you stop. You're not sure what to do because you've been banging your head up again and you've had a headache. Do you find that some of the guys then, they automatically almost crash because there's not that competition, there's not that strive, all of a sudden there's nothing?
That's right, Alan. That's very much systemic in the men that I meet, but also from my own point of view, my own personal point of view, when I left work, I felt like it was a huge gap in my life that I couldn't easily fill.
Can I ask you, and I don't want to delve into your private life because that's the last thing I'm here to do, did you retire at an age where you'd planned that, or were you in a situation where something happened and you had to retire?
No, I didn't plan it at all. It actually came on over about 3 months. My health deteriorated very quickly when I was in my late 50s, and I just couldn't physically work anymore. Oh. My body just wasn't coping.
No.
Yeah, and neither was my mind, actually.
Right.
One of the things about work, I think a lot of men, and I agree, perhaps many women too, we actually define our lives and our personality around the work we do or what we've done and actually have that disappear from us, whether we have retired out of work or for whatever other reason, can be a gap in life that we weren't actually, or gap in our person, that we weren't expecting.
Yep.
And filling that gap can be a struggle, and that may precipitate into different things that happen to us, like severe loneliness.
Yep.
Also, it can go into mental health issues if we can't accommodate getting out of that loneliness or otherwise. And men especially can become very vulnerable because they don't have anyone that can effectively counsel them.
Because a lot of guys haven't cultivated those sorts of friendships, have they?
That's like, right, exactly.
We can all know heaps of guys and we can talk to them, but not on that low, lower level of hey, this is how I feel.
Sure, yeah, and it's a very important thing. I think a lot of people who've retired continue at the golf club, for example.
Yep.
They do have that association with men, but they tend to talk about sport, not necessarily how they're feeling at on the day. So it's a pretty important thing that needs to be addressed, in my view. That's perhaps needs a bit more happening.
Yep.
I recently went to an activity down at the Yarra Glen Living and Learning Centre where we had a men's mental health day, which was promoted around. And one of the things about that I was surprised by, there was a dietitian there, there was someone from HICI there, there was people talking about other aspects of men's lives. And from my point of view, I spoke to men about, well, this is what we can talk about in these groups. And it was actually quite an eye-opener for some men. They didn't appreciate the frankness of the conversations that they could have. Of course, they're very private conversations, and by necessity and out of a desire to protect that person, we'd never talk about those things outside of Omni. So they're short of privacy.
Yep.
There's no discussion outside.
Yep.
And as far as I'm aware, no one has discussed anything. So,
Tony, do you find that when they come along on a Monday that some of these people have developed friendships so they see each other at other times, like they have a coffee at some other time? Do you find that happens a bit?
Yeah, look, it does happen. At the moment, we've got a couple of members who are away either caravanning around or they're actually over in Perth seeing their grandchild or something like that. So They're possibly the two most social guys.
Yep.
I'll go and have a coffee with anyone at any time, basically.
Yep.
And we used to have that on the alternate Monday mornings, to have a coffee and just say hello to each other or whatever. But
yep.
To answer your question fully, we know each other now. We'll go over and talk to each other if we see each other in the street or something like that. We will go and visit each other, but we tend to gauge that a little bit too. We don't want to overstay our welcome.
Yep.
So we're very needful of understanding that they have a family dynamic as well. And and maybe their other life is great for them in certain circumstances that doesn't necessarily overlap with Omni. So
you've got to get a mixed balance.
That's right. The mixed balance is
I can understand that, particularly if a person doesn't plan their retirement, and very often some people don't get that opportunity because of health and things the likes of that, and it's a real stopper. And the other thing too, that, and I know we've talked about this on this show that many times, if one of the partners dies, particularly if the wife dies, because a wife can be more outgoing. Hey guys, I know I'm stereotyping here and making some assumptions. And then all of a sudden and the husband or the partner doesn't feel, well, they haven't grown up with this idea of let's go and talk to a guy and talk about your problems, have they?
No, they haven't. That's right.
Got to take a quick break. Yep. We'll be back with more.
In the bank, do you jack it up and drop it down to the ground with the juice and the goose or the coke and the crown? Whatever makes you feel like a rock star. Yeah, you can kick it back, chill, you can rock hard. You busted your ass all week, and now it's your time to be whatever you wanna be. You can dress to kill, you can shoot the thrill, try to seal the deal. Whatever makes you feel like a rock star. Do you kick the dirt or work at Vegas style? Do you hit the strip or roll a country mile? Do you wear them tight or do you keep it loose? Do you leave it in the trip or sneak it in your boots? Whatever makes you feel like a rock star. Yeah, you can kick it back, chill, or you can rock hard. Your ass all week, and now it's your time to be whatever you want to be. You can dress to kill, you can shoot the thrill, try to seal the deal, whatever makes you feel like a rock star. Yeah, whether you're camped up hanging in the VIP or way up high in the cheapest seats.
I'm talking to Tony from Omni, Older Men, New Ideas. And Tony, we're about 5:02 or a little bit earlier because we've got to finish before 3 o'clock for Matt Shaw to come and take over. Tony will give you the contact details to find out more about it. Go along, give it a try and see if it's for you. Tony, what's a typical sort of man that comes into your group? Are they professional people? Are they hands-on people? Am I stereotyping, or is it just all sorts of people come in? And do you find some of them come in for friendship? Why do some of them come?
Yeah, look, that's a great question, Alan. I think the richness of the man that comes to our group right now might be defined from their working life. Yep. Some are from the profession, some of them are from trades. Like there's one guy who used to work on the Bass Strait rigs. He was an electrician and
he had a fascinating story.
Oh, he had some great conversations. Yes. Other people have retired out of administrative roles, for example, in hospitals or in government or something like that. So there's really and other people have sort of come from areas like, for example, working with adolescents for their whole careers, basically. So they've worked in youth welfare, for example. And myself, I've actually had several careers. I've most recently academic development, but part of my richness in my story is I've actually changed careers a few times.
Yep.
About the man that's coming now and where they're from with work, there's also another group of men that sort of don't have an easy definition of what their work might be.
Yep.
And they've come from areas where, for example, their person is, for example, their sexual persuasion. Now, we don't have any concept of what that man should be or whatever. What stays in Omni is something that's talked about in Omni. So we're not worried about where that man has come from or what his preferences in life are, whether or not he's been an itinerant for 10 years or something. Everyone's got a story to tell.
Yeah, absolutely.
And everyone's equally valued in that group.
Yeah, which is terrific.
Yeah.
And one of the things too that we underestimate at times the friendship at work, and I think I just said to you off air, when I retired, very few people bother to keep in contact because you're only friends at work. But we don't often realise just how many hours goes in, and it's not a real friendship at work because you're there because you're all working and your common purpose is to keep your job and to make the boss happy. But you still, like, you go down to make a coffee and you talk to someone, male or female, and then something else happens and you talk, or you walk past the receptionist, you ask her something about their day or something. So there's all sorts of what I call incidental friendships, which the moment you retire cease.
Yeah, that's right. And that's actually my experience too. When I did leave work, not from my own desire or choice, but I actually missed some of those people, but I wasn't missing them because of the deep friendships. I was missing them because they were interesting people, good to talk to on a day-to-day basis, but they weren't necessarily going to be with me on my next journey in life.
Yep.
So having that gap when you start to embark on that next journey can encourage people to actually start questioning all sorts of things in their mind about work, what they did, and importantly, where they're going now.
Absolutely, makes sense. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Again, I just remind you at 3 o'clock that Matt Shaw will be in with his retro radio. Plenty of hits, anything from the 40s, I think. He starts off now. I heard him with Benny Goodman, which I think might have been 1930s. Anyway, he covers a whole range of things. And straight after 4 o'clock news, he has his top 10. From some era, generally the 60s or early 70s. So be listening to Matt. And then, of course, at 5 o'clock, we've got the Oz Indie Show with Greg Carrick.
up to the roadside, went to high school here, got that Panther pride, she'll be cheering them on every Friday night. She couldn't hide her beauty with a baseball cap, couldn't help but shine with a heart like that. New York call when she turned 21, but she never forgot where she came from. I need a pretty little across the street. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl with a ribbon tied back to those waterfall curls. I've been looking all over the world for a pretty little homegrown hometown girl. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl.
Just a quick reminder, I'll be back next Wednesday between 12 and 3. I've got 3 hours of interviews lined up. I'm just trying to think who they are. Who are we going to talk to? We're going to talk to somebody about palliative care, but don't get frightened. It's going to be a very uplifting one, I think. Cindy McLeish is the other. And, yes, anyway, I should read the diary. And, of course, I'll be back Sunday between 12 and 3 with Music Memories and More, and also be back on Sunday night with a rock and roll hit parade between 6 and 8 p.m. But not here to talk about me. We're talking to Tony from Omni, older member, new ideas. Tony, can you give us some contact details for people who might want to know a bit more, please?
Yeah, sure, Alan. Email, I'll start with that because it's the easiest way to get to me. My email is tony.gleeson, G-L-E-E-S-O-N, @gmail.com.
Give it that again, put.
Yep, sure. It's tony.gleeson, and that's G-L-E-E-S-O-N, @gmail.com.
Yeah.
And I'll give you my phone number too. People are more than welcome to text or phone, whatever.
Yep.
My phone number is 0447.
0447 026 382. Do you have a website, Tony, like for Omni?
There's no specific website for the one at Yarra Glen.
Yep.
But Yarra Rangers Council on their pages, they'll be able to find Omni, which directly gives the same details as that I just gave you. Also, if people search Omni on their favourite search engine, Google or whatever, they will find it, because Code actually has all of our details listed on their website.
Right. When you're when they type in Omni, is there a dot between the O and the M and all those, or is it
officially there is that? Is it a colon? Yeah. Officially, it is that O-M-colon-O-N-I.
Yeah.
But I find that cumbersome. Omni, searched just as one acronym, O-M-N-I, will also get you there.
It will get you. Do you have a Facebook page at all?
No, we don't.
You need one.
I realise that.
You'd be surprised how many people... I use Facebook all the time to find stuff.
Do you? Yeah. Look, it's actually a good idea, and I'll certainly take that one on board, because I've often thought about it as well.
It'd be good if we could get somebody today that'll come and help you, somebody who might know a lot about Facebook, who would like to join your group and look after your Facebook page.
Oh, that'd be fantastic, wouldn't it?
it's really fantastic.
Yeah.
Tony, I guess... You're looking for anybody, aren't you? Do you have a low? Well, you won't have a higher age group. Do you have a lower age group that you aim for, or is there in your constitution?
I don't know if we've got a constitution that's wrapped around age. Obviously, being a man, I'm just trying to think. We had one guy there for about 6 months who was 40 years old.
I was going to say that because you've told us your story without going too deeply.
Yep.
You had to retire a lot earlier than what you were, or than 65, and that's not it. So I guess if somebody else is in that situation where they're not working, feel they should come along, you probably don't care how young they are.
No, we don't. And anyone who would like to come along, be with men, talk about stuff that they want to talk about, which is the main thing if someone's coming along. They do have a story to tell, yeah.
Tony, can I just ask you, do you pick the topic and you're going to start. Do you find at times that it gets pushed aside because somebody has either got a problem they want to discuss, or there's something that they consider is more important than the topic?
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually a really good question.
Yeah.
As a facilitator, I'll read that person, the thoughts perhaps in their mind, and we will forego the actual discussion topic and allow them to talk about what's ever bearing on their heart and soul. And sometimes they will talk for a whole hour about stuff that they've never spoken to anyone else before.
It's terrific, isn't
it? In their lives. And it works for them, yeah.
So, again, it's on a Monday?
Monday,
so what's the normal setup of your meeting? Just briefly, like, if someone walks in next Monday, what's going to happen?
Sure. Yep, I'll meet them if they haven't been there before. Yeah. It's actually at the Yarra Glen District Living and Learning Centre. Yep. Yeah, and that's very easy to find. And they know me there if you want more information. So we'll go in there. We'll have a coffee straight off.
Yep.
As men are turning up, I will talk to them, and so will they. I will introduce that man to the rest of the group. We move into what is the library room.
Yep.
We'll start the discussion on what's happened in the previous month.
Yep.
And then sort of a few minutes on any administrative thing, if we have any. And then we'll have a coffee break and a few biscuits, whatever.
Yep.
And then at the end of that, we'll go back in and start talking about the topics. And it doesn't take us long to get from 9 a.m. till 12 p.m. Yeah, that's right.
Tony, unfortunately, I've got to go.
Sure.
The news will be along at 3 o'clock and we're making room for Matt. I'm not sure where he is, but anyway, it's been great to have you along, Tony. I think it's a great idea. Give Tony a ring on 0447-026-382 or go to tony.gleeson@gmail.com. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much, Alan. That's great.
No worries.
Thank you.